At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, November 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The U.S. government moves on ransomware and includes arrests. The MSP definition the Senate is considering, and the metaverse. Do we care? This is the Business of Tech. The ransomware attack on conservative broadcasting giant Sinclair is still causing problems. The company reported that in a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filing last Wednesday. Noting that the investigation is ongoing, the notice reports that the October 17th intrusion has not yet been fully resolved and certain disruptions to business and operations remain. The full extent of the impact on Sinclair's business, operations, and financial results is not known at the present time. Four out of five Internet of Things device manufacturers are failing basic cybersecurity practices by not providing a way for people to disclose security vulnerabilities in their products, something that can potentially put users of the device at risk of cyber attacks and breaches of privacy. This from research by the IoT Security Foundation. Also on the docket, a new program from the Department of Justice, their Cyber Fraud Initiative. This focuses on pursuing fraud in the following categories for government contractors: knowingly providing deficient cybersecurity products or services, knowingly misrepresenting their cybersecurity practices or protocols, or knowingly violating obligations to monitor and report cybersecurity incidents and breaches. There's a new amendment to the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act. It forces critical infrastructure owners and operators, as well as civilian federal agencies, to report all cyber attacks and ransomware payments to CISA. The Department of State announced a $10 million reward for the leaders of DarkSide and $5 million for information for the arrest of any individual involved in a DarkSide attack. Black Matter, meanwhile, is shutting down. And the Justice Department announced arrests and charges against a group of ransomware hackers connected to R-Evil. Included in the group is one individual involved in the Kaseya breach, who was detained in October after the U.S. indicted him for cybercrimes in August. The charges include possible prison time as an outcome. Seized was more than $6 million from an R-Evil partner. Of note, the DOJ credited Kaseya for working with the FBI and doing so quickly. Why do we care? My weekend editorial about consequences? The stakes just got a lot higher for some. There's a spectrum of outcomes. Criminals lose their money, or arrests, or jail time. You don't need SEAL Team 6 when law enforcement will do. Credit to Kaseya on their response. It's clear that made a difference, particularly based on the timetable of the investigation. The stories here have a theme. It's about adherence to laws, regulation, and being ready to work with law enforcement. During a crisis is not the time to consider what you might need. As the basic working premise continues to be that one will be hacked rather than might be hacked, are you ready here? Who is in charge of tracking all these legal concerns? That may not be a defined best practice, but it should be, or it will be, soon enough. And in new legislation moving through Congress, a definition of a managed services provider. The term managed services provider means an entity that delivers services, such as network, application, infrastructure, or security services, via ongoing and regular support and active administration on the premises of a customer, in the data center of an entity, such as hosting, or in a third-party data center. This text contained within Senate Bill 2875 an amendment to the Homeland Security Act of 2002. Why do we care? The current draft defines a small business, too. It's not law yet, so learning all the specifics isn't the next step. Just know how detailed it is. This will have wide-reaching implications for anyone in IT service delivery, as it reaches all the way into the SMB and broadly defines the entire space. That chorus of, don't regulate us? In just that last story, an example of how working with law enforcement changed the outcome and led to an arrest. Think about that. So, Metaverse. I saved this one. Microsoft has thrown their hat into the ring, with Microsoft bringing Mesh, a collaborative platform for virtual experiences, directly into Microsoft Teams next year. It's part of a big effort to combine the company's mixed reality and HoloLens work with meetings and video calls that anyone can participate in, thanks to animated avatars. Why do we care? With all the noise about the metaverse in the past week, I want to weigh in here and say, we don't care. I have no data to prove this solves an actual problem yet. My intuition says it's just totally off base. I'm much more inclined to think augmented reality will make its way into workspaces rather than this weird hybrid legless cartoon version we're seeing so far. Immersive shared spaces? I don't believe they'll look like this. I'll keep an eye on the space, but so far, I'm saying this is noise. Here, we don't care. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. The Quip, if it makes you look like a dork, I'm not sure it's a great technology. I'm shaking my head at the metaverse, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.